into WVUA FM studios in Reese Pfeiffer Hall. I'm Rich Robinson. This is Capstone News Now. We're going to speak to JFK researcher Payne Griffin in just a second. But here's Chris Infight with the news.
In international news, the Warsaw Conference is wrapping up and countries still remain split on big issues such as adapting to climate change. The conference opened up with a hunger strike by the Philippines to demand concrete action towards a new global pact on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged developing nations to lead by example and devote more funding to deal with climate change and the carbon emissions blamed for causing it in order to support poor nations suffering from the climate change.
In state news, Hyundai officials say their company has invested $7 million into the Alabama plant that manufactures two of its most popular vehicles. The plant at Montgomery manufactures the automakers Elantra and Sonata models and has broken its monthly production records three times in 2012.
A Senate panel has advanced Janet Yellen's nomination to lead the Federal Reserve, setting up a final vote in the full Senate. The nomination was approved on a 14-8 vote. All the no votes came from Republicans, many of whom object to the Fed's aggressive low-interest rate policies to support the economy. Yellen is widely expected to be confirmed by the full Senate, but the timing of that vote is not clear. Some senators say they plan to hold up her nomination as leverage on the other matters. Yellen would be the first woman to lead the Fed and the first Democrat to do so since Paul Volcker stepped down in 1987.
We now go to an interview with Payne Griffin. Payne is a graduate of Mountain Brook High School, graduated in 2011. He goes to American University now. He's a junior at American University. He is a pretty well-known JFK researcher, actually. He's part of a group that has come out with a new website titled WhoKilledJFK.org. Of course, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Payne Griffin, you're Skyping us live from London. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much for being on the program. Send our regards to the Queen as well, Payne. You're from Mountain Brook High School. You are from Alabama. You're up there at American University, and you got involved in this research. Tell us a little bit, very briefly, Pam. We only got a couple minutes. Tell us very briefly a little bit about your research.
Yeah, so we started out with the basic premise that I think there's a lack of research or interest in this topic of our generation. So we created this project to provide a medium for students to talk about this part of history and sort of dig into the depths of the Kennedy assassination. So I thought that the website would be the best way to convey that information to interested people of our generation.
Well, I'll cut to the chase. Who did kill John F. Kennedy?
See, that's the problem, is no one really knows. I mean, the fact that no one really knows at this point, 50 years later, means that we aren't that much farther than we were in 1963. And unfortunately, I personally don't think there's enough evidence to make a conclusion about who killed the president. During our process, we interviewed 11 experts, and they all came to drastically different conclusions. So, for example, one JFK researcher we interviewed was named Dan Moldea, and he is, without question, the best mafia expert in the country. And so he clearly said it was a mob hit, but even his story had changes that he couldn't address, such as the Oswald's assassination by Jack Ruby. And we felt that it was a major problem with his story, and the same thing happened with people who thought that Oswald acted alone couldn't explain certain parts of the story. And so I really just don't think there's enough evidence. I mean, people have their personal opinions, but I don't think you can justify any of them completely.
Right. And, you know, does the Warren Commission and that body was, you know, so many years ago now.
Yeah.
Does the Warren Commission, does their report stand up today?
I don't think so. I think the better report was in the late 1960s after the assassination of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. There was a report done by the House, and it was the House Committee on Assassinations. They came to the conclusion that I largely buy with, that they said that there was a probable conspiracy, but there wasn't enough evidence to justify anything other than Oswald acting alone. And I think that's a very fair way to approach this. I mean, even the committee didn't have access to all the government documents that the federal government has, the FBI has. And so I think that people are just sort of upset about the fact that we don't know, and they just really want answers. But the problem is we don't have the evidence to provide those answers yet.
We're speaking to Payne Griffin, a Mountain Brook High School graduate, graduated 2011, also an American University student. He's in London. You're studying abroad, Payne, so you're getting kind of an outsider's opinion looking back into the United States. Why does President Kennedy matter to us today? And I know that sounds sort of coarse, but we focus so much on his death, but why should we care about that?
No, I mean, I think that's probably the only important question that still matters today. I mean, the greatest lesson we can take away from the assassination is how special the American experiment is. And I think that, not to harp over the founding fathers and all that kind of stuff, but I think it's really important in this context because our country is founded on an experiment, a new type of democracy that never happened before. And this democratic system prevents not only the tyranny of the majority, but also that of the minority. And the Kennedy assassination really opened people's eyes. They discovered that in many ways, an American democracy was not invincible. And it wasn't protected from the tyranny of the few. And in 3 seconds, Lee Harvey Oswald, on November 22nd, 1963, completely flipped the American experience on its head. And largely, the United States had never seen that happen before. And I think it's important to look at the assassination in context, because we often forget that this was sort of, the 1960s was sort of like a period of assassinations of very important leaders in American history. You had Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. And so I think people were really stunned with the fact that all these people were so important in American history and were really leaders to important groups of the population were taken out by a minority vote. And so that's what I think is the most important. It's important to just sort of maintain that context and remember why we still care and why the democracy is so important.
Well, very good. Payne Griffin, we appreciate you very much for staying up somewhat late over there and Skyping us. We very much appreciate it. We sent a Roll Tide to you all the way there in London.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
All right, Payne, we appreciate it. That's Payne Griffin, Mountain Brook graduate, 2011, student at the American University, a John F. Kennedy researcher. The results of his research, a very well-known research, can be found at whokilledjfk.org. Once again, whokilledjfk.org. Before we close it out here, since tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's death, I like to, when I think of John F. Kennedy, think of a poem by Robert Frost. It was delivered by Robert Frost during Kennedy's inauguration. It's called The Gift Outright. It's a little bit about America. The land was ours before we were the land's. She was our land more than 100 years before we were her people. She was ours in Massachusetts and Virginia, but we were England's, still colonials, possessing what we still were unpossessed by what we now no more possessed. Something we were withholding made us weak, until we found out that it was ourselves. We were withholding from our land of living, and forthwith found salvation in surrender. Such as we were, we gave ourselves outright. The deed of gift was many deeds of war, to the land vaguely realizing westward, but still unstoried, artless, unenhanced, such as she was, such as she would become. That's The Gift Outright by Robert Frost that was delivered during John F. Kennedy's inauguration. For everybody here at Capstone News Now, Kristen Fite, Taylor Race, Sunnydale, our producer Heath Howard, I want to thank Sierra Rogers Ferris, Nathan James, David Phelps, and Payne Griffin all for joining us. If you miss any of our programming, you can visit us online, listen to it at our archive, wvuafm.ua.edu. Click on the news tab. You can follow us on Twitter at Capstone News Now, also at WVUAFM. For everybody here in the Capstone News Now studio, we say don't trust the spin. This is Capstone News Now.